It's RJ.
Hey, this is John.
This is Jason.
The one that was submitted today. A big horse?
Yes, Madam Clerk.
I'm going to remind everyone that's on a phone to silence your phones and use the floor.
You say I had the floor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'd like to call this Government Operations Committee meeting to order September the 9th. At 3 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Present.
Congressman Keene?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Bighorst?
Present. We have a quorum. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes. If you'll take a moment to look at your minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Maker.
I think we overlooked item three on the agenda today again.
Yes, sir, we did. Committee, if you don't mind, I'm going to back up to number three. And Congressman Maker, if you don't mind, would you render us a prayer?
Thank you, Chair. I'd be honored to. I've gone to the Lord many times today. I'm always glad to do it again. And Tatsuwakanta Jinki, they all at the Teapai, Wajaji Nikashi, Dakere, Walakumba, No Nikashi, Nikaja Paski, Niki, Dakere, Walakumba, Huheka Pinche. Heavenly Father, I want to ask you then again to be here among us as we do the business of our people. They've entrusted us to take care of them, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to ask for your guidance, your wisdom, and your courage to go into the future. And we want you to, again, shield our people from this terrible sickness that's here among us. And also we want you to console all our people who's grieving in mourning for losses of our recent losses in our nation. Again, I bless our elders who have the wisdom and the children who are our future and all of our Osage people, wherever they may be. So we want to ask you this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Maker, and my apologies, committee. So moving on to number four, approval of minutes.
Chairman Big Horse Walker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the minute.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the minutes and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. Just a quick notation, within those minutes, Congressman Walker made a motion to postpone Section 8 to the call of the chair, and I will send an email this evening to the clerk, and I if everybody is ready, I'll put it on the agenda that you all want.
Works for me.
Okay, so moving on, we're still on ONCA 20-76. Today, we're going to be looking at Section 46, Section 16, and Tribal Works. Section 46 is the Osage News. It's first on our agenda, so open the floor up for dialogue. Have you all got the budget? Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
This is Shannon Shaw Duty.
Yes, Ms. Duty.
In the past, I've just ran through the budget. Would you like me to do that again?
Yes, ma'am. That would be fine.
Okay, so this year, in the year of COVID, and with us trying to help the nation out and cutting back expenses, we trimmed $140,000 and $140,210 from our budget from last year. And mostly that money came from cutting back on our subscription list, where we had 7,000 subscribers. There's currently 22,600 approximate members of the Osage Nation, but we were only sending it to about 7,000. So through a campaign, a 4-month campaign, we asked tribal members who were reading the newspaper that if you would like to keep receiving it, then subscribe. So right now we have around 1,200 subscribers for that 4-month period. It's building back up as people begin to realize they're not receiving their September issue, because it began with this September issue. And already on Wednesday, just from Monday, we have 42 new subscribers. So I think that number is going to build back up, but not significantly right off the bat. So our tribal appropriation is $407,579.16. Our program income is $15,000, and that is our ad sales, our ad revenue, and our subscription sales. Our wages, which pays for an editor, photographer, editorial assistant, and senior reporter, is $153,233.60. Our employee benefits and payroll taxes is $46,704.76. For our travel, we cut all our airfare because of COVID, and we don't know how the vaccine implementation is going to go around the United States. We just went ahead and cut that airfare out. I don't think we're going to be going anywhere, and I don't think Osages are going to be meeting anytime soon. But we do have a GSA vehicle, so we could travel somewhere if we needed to, but we don't anticipate much travel out of state. We have a local mileage budget of $2,000, hotel and per diem $2,000. And again, I don't know how much travel we're going to be doing, but that's just in case things go back to some kind of normal. Operations expense, we have postage at $1,000, subscriptions at $1,500, supplies for our office $2,000, supplies for the program is $3,000. That supplies for the program used to be equipment purchase, but they've relabeled that, so that is where that money is. And we are wanting to get more into video, because as news moves more and more online and in social media, I feel that a lot of our readers, Osages, like to watch video and see video of Osages. So we are really going to push for that with our photographer, editorial assistant. Telephone, fax, cell phone stipend, those are listed. And conferences, special events, and meetings, we currently go to the Native American Journalists Association conference. But that's kind of up in the air this coming year. I know they have it, they have one scheduled in Phoenix, Arizona, but I don't know if we'll be going or how that's going to look. It's, I think it's still too soon. This also includes training, and I really want to get some significant training for our editorial assistant photographer, and especially I would like to enroll our photographer in some college courses of broadcast and video editing, etc. We don't have any community events planned. Our usual community event is just our debates, so it's a non-election year. Let's see, our rental and equipment maintenance, equipment rental, equipment repairs and maintenance, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It's in case of some of our equipment breaks or a computer. Occupancy, we are currently located at 604 Cajica in downtown Pawhuska. I think this is our fourth year here. We like our location. We really like our building, and it's suited us. And that's pretty much on that. Indirect cost is listed, and then our professional fees. So this, our professional fees is usually our biggest expenses other than our wages. So for our mailing and printing, this is the one, we cut this in half, well, a little bit more than half. So it's listed at $40,000. Our layout and designer, her name is Sherry Stinson. She has her own business called Tyler Creative. It's located in Bartlesville. We've worked with her for 10 years now, and she's like family. She's another arm of the newspaper, and we need her. Lindsay Cable Burton, she's joined us as a freelancer, a regular stringer, and she's been covering the state for us and our Minerals Council, which has really needed a regular coverage for over a decade. And I'm glad that she's with us so she can consistently attend all the meetings, provide some consistent reporting on our Minerals Council, which is important. And then Ruby Hansen Murray is our culture columnist, and she just won first place from the Society of Professional Journalists for her one of her columns for us that we ran last year. And that's a really big deal, because the Osage News finished first for the third year in a row for all newspapers in Oklahoma under the subscription of 25,000. So she won first out of columnists for all of the smaller newspapers in Oklahoma and the state. So I think that was very significant. And so did our photographer, Cody Hammer. He won first for one of his photo stories for when the Veterans Memorial ride was coming through. He went to Fairfax and took some great photos. Website. At $10,000, we need to, he's already started. Our website designer is Eugene Tapahi. He is out of Utah. He's a Navajo photographer. a web designer. He used to work for the Navajo Times. He designed our website and keeps it going. He's our website host. And he's already started the upgrade to make our website more mobile friendly. And he's going to continue that work. And we're going to put some more up-to-date items on our website. I don't know if any of you have went to our website lately, but he put on right when COVID started getting started scaring everyone around the country, he put up a Oklahoma overall COVID risk, COVIDActNow.org section on our website. So you can click on that on our website every day and take a look at how Oklahoma is doing in the county, et cetera. So he does things like that for us. And we don't have any equipment acquisition listed in this budget. And that's a general rundown of our budget.
All right. Very, very good job. Thank you very much. Committee, you heard a very good presentation. Do we have any question?
Yeah, Congressman Big Horse, this is Congressman Keen. I'm sorry, Chair Big Horse.
Yes, Congressman Keen.
Shannon, I was wondering, did you guys receive any CARES money?
We did not. We did apply for some, but the CARES COVID Task Force denied any money for our for the Osage News. They instead opted to send that money to the Communications Department, and I guess the Communications Department has had a subcommittee on the Osage Nation COVID Task Force. So the Communications Department received any kind of money for an update in their website, et cetera. We did not receive any money.
Thank you. And I just got one more question. Do you guys have any kind of analytics that where you can gauge how many people are actually reading the stories online or through, say, Facebook? So you kind of judge what's the most popular story you've posted throughout the year?
Oh, yes, we do. We have analytics for our website and for social media. And I can tell you that anything that has anything to do with Killers of the Flower Moon just goes insane. But other than that, everything is pretty steady. And our news gathering isn't driven just by what's popular. We still have to report the boring stories. We still have to report things that we feel is in the best interest of the community, because we're a historical record of the nation. And so we don't just look at analytics to decide on what we cover.
Okay, thank you. And I think you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman.
Chair Baker.
Is that Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
First, I want to tell you great job and congratulations on your continued accolades for your team. I think our newspaper is something that we can all be very proud of. So very, very happy that you also spent time in reducing the budget. I have a quick question on the subscriptions. Since the subscriptions have decreased so significantly, do you feel like that's going to impact your revenue, advertising revenue?
Not so far. Our main advertiser is Osage Casinos, and in election years, our main advertiser is the casinos and candidates. And normally, we don't have regular advertisers.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, Chairman.
Yes, Congressman.
Stepped away. I have a couple notes here. I can start with Ms. Judy. You mentioned a $104,000 decrease.
It was $140,000, $110.
Okay, gotcha. and I think we're going to see this across the board, but I'm trying to, I guess I'm going to use your revenue and expenditure sheet versus your budget as somewhat as an example to help me kind of get acclimated to what this is going to look like. But when I look at your revenue and expenditure sheet, it shows $464,000. And when I look at your budget, it's $407,000. So can you maybe provide some clarity on
When did you request the expenditure sheet? Because there was about, I would have to look through my emails, but I think it was about a month ago, when the nation was going through layoffs and they were going through and cutting budgets. And we received an email that our budget had been trimmed significantly. And I believe it was by about $40,000. I believe Controller Fox or Treasurer Littleton can speak more about that. But depending on when you downloaded that revenue expenditure sheet or requested it, that might be the reason why.
Yeah, I'm not sure. These were just sent over a few days ago.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't give us actual, typically you see like an actual through a certain day or month. This does just have October 1st through September 30th, which would indicate, just if you look at the header, that's for the entire year, which I understand it's not. Anyway, I'm just trying to figure out how that works. So have you seen a revenue and expenditure sheet of the USA that has you at 464 for?
No. No, I haven't. But I can request one from our accountant or get that off of Microy. But let me look into that and I can get back with you on that.
Okay. Yeah. And I really don't have any reservations about your budget. I appreciate the thorough explanation, but anyway, I'm comparing, you know, what we have as actuals and versus the budget submitted. And anyway, it's not $140,000, it's $157,000, $57,000. And there is quite a bit of unexpended budgeted items in here. But anyway, I don't want to get hung up on that right now.
Well, let's talk about that just for a second, because that is noteworthy, because when COVID hit, we did a lot of our projects that we had budgeted for this year got put on hold, especially during last year's budget committee meetings. We sent out an RFP for an entirely new position that was going to be on contract. And that person was going to be social media, et cetera. And the RFP was to design that position. So basically, they were going to do a study, a nationwide study of what Osages nationwide wanted to see from the Osages on social media and just online. So that went away. And then the contract for the person went away. And this was all due to COVID. The editorial board voted to, step back on those initiatives that we had originally budgeted for and planned for. So that might be a big reason why there's a reduction as well from this year's actuals. And then we didn't travel. You know, our travel got cut in half, stopped, and the conferences that we were going to attend got stopped. And that might have something to do with it as well.
I don't really see anything that's causing me any heartburn or anything. I appreciate the explanation.
Okay, thank you, Congressman. Are there any further questions?
Mr. Chair, I have not really a question, but just maybe a comment.
Okay, Congressman Maker.
Yeah, I'll just say to Ms. Newdy, that's a great job on your budget, as always, and saving the nation dollars is always good. I wish all the other departments could do that. And also, congratulations on your continued awards. Maybe someday the tribe can have a banquet for your department and honor all your awards if you want through the years. Thank you for a good job.
Thank you, Congressman Maker.
Yes, thank you, Congressman Maker. That was good. If there are no further questions for Ms. Duty, then we will move on to Section 16. We'll show Section 46 as reviewed. We'll report it as reviewed. And we'll move on to the editorial board, Section 16.
Good afternoon, Chairman Big Horse and members of the committee. This is Tara Manthe, the Vice Chair of the Editorial Board, and I'm happy to walk through our budget. I promise ahead of time I won't be as insightful and thorough as Shannon. Good thing we don't have as many items. We also cut back quite a bit on our expenses. We have our the stipends that are remain the same, and then we just have our travel. We did keep that in there, hoping that maybe around this time next year we would be able to meet again. The statute does require an in-person meeting of the editorial board at least once a year. And so we want to make sure that that is able to happen if we are able to travel next year. And I believe that is the bulk of our budget.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Manthe. I guess this would be for Jordan. Jordan, compared to last year's budget, is this pretty close?
Yes, sir. It's a reduction of $2,716. $3,000 of it is reduced from tribal, and then they saw a slight increase in indirect cost since they're now charging IDC to professional fees as well. Everything else is the same.
All right. Thank you, sir. Are there any questions for Ms. Manthe?
Chair Big Horse?
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw?
Quick question. I may have missed it. You may have explained this, and for some reason I didn't catch it, but what professional fees? What are the professional fees that you incur for the board?
Ms. Manthe?
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw, these are the stipends. Looking at that right. No, I'll defer to Shannon on that one.
Chairman Big Horse, may I speak? This is Shannon Shaw Duty.
Yes, Ms. Duty.
Okay, so the professional fees are for legal fees. In the past, we have come up against issues or situations where we had to go to the trial court. And with the Osage Nation Attorney General being the attorney for the Osage Nation and the Osage Nation being the publisher of the Osage News, there's a conflict of interest and the AG cannot represent us in court. So these professional fees are for legal representation if we should need it. And usually when there's a lawsuit that comes against the Osage News, they sue the editorial board. And that's because we have had that happen in the past.
And these fees have been there for some time, right?
Yes, this is a reoccurring fee, and it's
yeah.
I mean, and speaking in attorney fees, like this is a pittance compared to what most attorneys ask for.
Right. So. Okay. Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Any further question?
This is Walker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Hey, Jordan. So, what did you say was the budgeted amount? I just found the revenue and expenditure sheet. And what did you say was budgeted last year versus this year?
The difference is $2,716. It's less that much this year.
And Congressman Walker, that was last year we had budgeted for the travel for the editorial board members to be in person for our candidate debate. And so this year is not election year, so reflects that reduction.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead.
Please keep in mind that the revenue and expenditure reports are showing a reduced budgeted amount because they're what the Treasury reduced it to because of COVID. So it'll be, I don't remember the percentage, it's like 11% less or something than what was actually budgeted.
Okay, nice. Yeah, I'm looking at that. Yeah, thanks. And right click. Jordan, do you happen to have a, like some sort of tab so we know what page the revenue and expenditure sheet for that individual program is?
Mm-hmm. No, sir, but I believe they're in order of program number. So that's the editorial board is program number 69.
All right.
So let me see. Looks like that's on page 34 of our financials we received.
I see that. That doesn't help me any. We'll iron that out afterwards.
Are you finished, Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Comments? Okay, seeing none, we will show editorial board as reviewed, and we will move on to Tribal Works. Thank you, Ms. Manti.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
Right quick, Chairman. Walker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
Jordan, what page are they on? Any tribal work? We move on while
they weren't
looking.
Included. As far as I can tell, they weren't included in what we received.
I do know they just they don't have a section number either. They're just called Tribal Works. And I believe we do have Tribal Works on the line with us, don't we?
Yes, I'm here. It's Ed Zahn.
Yes, okay, Mr. Zahn. If you don't mind, walk us through your budget.
Okay. We did add a inventory specialist position when we had the layoffs and we transferred an employee over. We did another one transfer over and take a spot vacated by a non-OSH employee. So that's those are the real changes in the staffing. Otherwise, it's the It's I believe, the same as last year. There's no increase in numbers other than that. And cell phone stipend hadn't changed. Emergency repairs were actually under that number for the time being, as well as equipment rental. Equipment repairs and maintenance were doing well there. We haven't really, I mean, we purchased, needed equipment, repaired equipment. I haven't really made any big, big equipment purchases other than just the CARES Act. We purchased a little bit of equipment there. Nothing to reflect here. Added more money training. We've got some employees training for building code class right now. And everything pretty much else, you know, pretty much the same utilities, things like that. Is there anything specific you?
No, but we will ask Jordan to look at last year's budget as compared to this year's. And
sure.
Chairman Big Horse, this is Congressman Keene.
Yes, Congressman Keene.
Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Are we having any kind of maintenance problems? I know we've had some buildings, obviously the building we're in, Congress. Are there any kind of infrastructure and maintenance problems with a few of the tribal properties that you're seeing that are kind of just a reoccurring theme over and over?
Yeah, we have reoccurring issues with a round building, the judicial building now. Of course, that bank building, of course. I'm trying to think. That's really, I mean, there's little things here and there that just continually happen, but as far as like a problematic area, those two are probably the main, I mean, those two are the main issues we have.
What about the building out by the old Alco?
No, we're putting, we just finished putting air conditioning HVAC units out here.
Okay.
That's where I'm at right now.
Okay, thank you. I was just curious. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Any further questions?
Ted, this is Jody. I have a couple of questions.
Okay. Congresswoman Rebard?
Hi, Ed.
Hey.
I was just looking at your operation expenses, and it looks like there's a line item for property taxes, and I thought that line item would be included in the PIF.
Well, that's a good point. Well, the PIF has, we have properties over in North Tulsa that, like the Oakley property, that's been separate from Tribal Works. So, the property taxes for that would be different than, and for what real estate has would be different than what we have just operating here on, in our office buildings.
Well, maybe Casey could answer, but I thought that we included a property tax line item for all of the Osage Jones properties in the PIF. I can't remember, but I know there's a property tax line item in the PIF, and then also there's some emergency repairs here that I didn't know. I couldn't remember if those are in the PIF as well. Go ahead, Ken, if you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, and Congresswoman Rebard is correct. There are property taxes in the property improvement fund, but those are for the commercial properties. Property taxes that are in Tribal Works budget are property taxes that are not commercial. So, as an example, the Title VI building, or this the Family Center in Fairfax. It sits on fee simple property or fee simple land. It is not a commercial property, but we have to pay taxes on it. So that's the difference. All the taxes within the property improvement fund are to pay for the taxes from those commercial properties that generate that revenue that goes into it. And then tribal work through space costs, et cetera, pay the taxes on all the other buildings. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I couldn't remember if it was all moved over to the PIF.
No, we didn't move it all over, because if you recall, the Property Improvement Fund is a revolving fund. That all of that money is generated by lease money from those properties. The only reason there was ever an appropriation into that fund was when we changed it from one to another. So, you know, it used to be I don't even remember what the name of it was now. Good Lord.
That commercial property.
Yeah, it was the commercial property fund. Well, if you remember, we had to have a money appropriated out of that fund into the property improvement fund, because they're two different, now they're two different funds, right? So
yeah.
Now, instead of money technically being appropriated into it, because it's a revolving fund, it's the lease money, those properties, that goes directly into it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Is that the same with the for the insurance too then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the whole deal with the Property Improvement Fund is to pay the taxes, the insurance, and any needed repairs on the commercial buildings first, and then if there are needed repairs, it's a source of income for needed repairs on, as an example, today got a phone call from the superintendent, BIA superintendent, and there's a leak in the roof. You know, we might be able to tap into those funds to the Property Improvement Fund to fix the roof if necessary. It's for major stuff like that.
Okay, thank you, Kay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any further question?
I have a question.
Congressman Walker?
If I missed this earlier, I apologize, but is this budget supplemented by indirect costs?
This budget, excuse me.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Yes, Casey.
This budget is not an indirect cost budget. The space cost that everybody pays is what makes this budget work.
Congressman Walker?
If I'm looking at tribal work, budget worksheet form, does it represent all funding that makes or that provides funding for tribal works, or is there another source of revenue?
Tribal works has three areas with the budgets for the industrial park and the actual IDC, in addition to the tribal works budget, which has space costs as far as revenue. Other than that, that's it.
Congressman Walker?
Well, maybe I'm just kind of being slow or stubborn here, but I look at $2,480,000. Is that all that the Tribal Work Department operates off of? Is there other revenue?
So,
supplemented in any way that we're not seeing?
No. No. So yes, this is what we operate off of. No, there's no supplemental. Follow up?
No.
Any further question?
Congressman or Chair, I have just like to ask a question. It's Jody.
Yes, Congresswoman.
And maybe a question and a comment. So you're not going to find a section on tribal work because that's what they consider, I guess, a recovery. And you'll see that it'll say base cost recovery. So it's kind of like the same concept as IDC. However, last year, Congress didn't include it in 1977 like they did the IDC budget. So there's not you're not going to find anywhere that authorized them to spend out of tribal works. But my question would be maybe to the controller or treasurer, that they do charge them indirect cost, which is weird to charge a recovery expense. I don't know. I don't know why they would be charged IDC if they're a recovery. That's just a comment or a question maybe you guys could answer. I really don't know. That just kind of stood out to me. It's like, because they're both recoveries. I don't know.
Anyone from executive want to take a stab?
Sure, I'll take a stab at it.
All right.
Congresswoman Rivard is correct. IDC and the space costs are both recoveries. So we don't charge IDC to another. We don't charge a recovery to a recovery. So, you know, it's collected when, let's see, I'm trying to figure out an easy way to put this. Every budget that you see, or every when you see the big executive branch budget and it's got IDC in it at however, just say it's $1 million. I don't know off the top of my head what it is. Say it's $100. For the entire executive branch. When you see all of the individual supporting documents from child care or Title VI or whomever it is, they have a line in there that says IDC $1. So that $100 from the IDC pool comes from all of these other smaller entities. Am I being too? Is it too small? I mean, I don't. My brain understands how it works. I don't know if I'm getting it across real well. It would in essence be appropriating twice. Okay, if there was a big IDC budget, the Director of Operations Office, okay, if you pass an appropriation for my office, then you have essentially appropriated the same dollar two times. Because child care, Title VI, the fitness centers, you appropriated that IDC dollar that time, and then you would appropriate that same dollar when you appropriated my budget. Does that make sense now? I think that's a simpler way to put it.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just curious as to, I mean, I get the concept of space cost and IDC and the appropriation. One thing I'm learning is that there's, you know, they also use, we use down here the word authorized to spend. And so I get what you're saying. I was just curious as to why we were charging IDC on a recovery type program.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You would essentially, so if you charge IDC to, which is a recovery, to a recovery, you would actually appropriate it three times, right? The same dollar?
Yeah, yes, and I think that if you remember, I can't remember if it was last year or year before, there were some IDC budgets that had IDC in them, and I was just thinking this might kind of be the same concept. I'm not for sure, but they were. It was removed. The IDC expense was removed. That,
right.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to say.
Because again, you'd be appropriating the same dollar three times.
Yeah, I think that would be.
Does that make a little more sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I just think it might be a question for the treasurer to say. I just now noticed it, so I don't want to stay stuck on it. It popped out like, well, that's weird. There's IDC charged on a recovery.
Right.
That's all I have, Chair. Thank you.
Chair, okay, thank you, Congressman.
Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
I wasn't able to bring that worksheet up, but what is that amount? We're just not talking about IDC amount.
Can
someone give me that amount?
$346,002.
Did you catch that?
$346,000?
Yes.
$2.
And $2.
And did I overhear someone say that we're doing that two or three times? Is that what I heard?
Congresswoman Rivard, do you want to explain?
Yeah, I can. Let me try to do it. So in all of these programs, so say we've got 39 programs this year, in each of those budgets, you'll see that they're being charged IDC. And so when Congress appropriates that money, it's saying we're giving you permission to spend it. Well, then we have IDC budgets, which is HR, operations, IT, and things of that nature. All the IDC we charge to those 39 programs come up with an IDC pool that pays all of those other people, accounting, just like I said, communications, IT, and what have you. So we don't, as a Congress, appropriate those dollars because it's not really cash, but you can't authorize the spend. So I think what Casey's saying is, we wouldn't appropriate them because then you'd appropriate that IDC twice. Well, now that it's in a tribal works budget, it's almost like we're doing it three times because it's a recovery. And I think this is a lot bigger than my knowledge and probably would have to have the treasurer to kind of say, I don't, you know, yay or nay, or the controller. I hope that explanation was clear, clear as mud.
No, it was. It was. Did you catch that, Congressman Maker?
Yeah, I heard it, but it still was clear as mud to me. That's a pretty big figure. It's a pretty big figure just to kind of blow off. But okay, I guess if it's a routine, it's what it is.
Okay. Well, I think as we get further into these budgets, it's going to continue to come up, and we'll probably have the treasurer coming down and giving this explanation on it. Isn't that correct, Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes, that's exactly right. We're actually going to put this discussion, Congressman Maker, on the appropriations agenda scheduled for September 18th.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'll be sure to tune in on that one. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome, sir.
Okay, are there any further questions for Tribal Works? If there are none, then the chair would entertain a motion to report Section 46, Section 16, and Tribal Works as reviewed.
I'll make that motion if no one else will.
I'll second it.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay. We will report Section 46, Section 16, and Tribal Works as reviewed. Next is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.